adults.
That's my baby girl, Jewel.
My mom and my dad did dinner shows in hotels in Alaska. They were the biggest darn thing in Alaska. And I started singing with them when I was about age 6. And my dad yodeled for a long time. He's from Switzerland, but he didn't actually learn to yodel until he came to America off of cowboy albums, I think. Ooh, interesting. And then when my parents got divorced, my dad and I made, I guess, most of our living bar singing from about age 8 on. And I did backup vocals and more lead slowly. I never played guitar until way after the fact. So I was always kind of his sidekick standing there. And it's really an honor to have him up here now and have him sing with me. Taught me everything I know about showmanship and working an audience. He's a very professional musician. Do you want to play the guitar? I should give it to you.
A little yodeling song for my man Yo, and I know that old Yo don't know that I wrote this yodeling song late one night. He'd heard me yodeling down at Hobo Jim's, and we were hanging out at the Putter Inn. He was begging me to yodel, and oh, yo, he was half tight. He held out his hand, I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Yo." So I asked him again, he said, "Yo" again, so I figured it must be his name. Well, I was having some peculiar thoughts, but you can't say much with a name like Otts. So I settled back, trying to figure out Yo-Yo's game. Now Yo was sailing 3 sheets to the wind with a frozen stare and an ear-to-ear grin. He kept begging me to yodel, saying, "Get up there and yodel with the band." It was my good friend Rod with a hired gun, so I stepped up to have a little bit of fun with the lead and the bass and the drummer and the rhythm man. Now Yo, he staggered right up to the stage. He had his angelic smile on his face. That sucker looked like he floated out to heaven and he died. Well, I'd never had a fan quite like Yo before. He stood there mesmerized on the floor. He started clapping and stomping when he heard my yodeling cry. And I said, "Yo, this yodeling song's for you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, remember that time spent yodeling is time well spent. I've never had me a fan club before, but Yo, don't you know one thing for sure? If I do, I'll make you my fan club president." And I said, "Yo, yodel, 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 When I got through, I said, "There you go, Yo." He was still smiling, but his eyes were closed, and I thought I was going to get away from him. Then he opened them wide and said, "I want to hear some more." Well, I was wearing out my welcome, and I was running out of time, but I decided that I'd yodel up another line because I thought it was the only way that I could get Yo off the floor. Well, then I got to thinking. I realized, why old Yo like yodeling? Every time I yodeled, I was saying Yo's name. Well, then I got to thinking, probably wouldn't work too well. Matter of fact, it downright sound like hell if you ever try to yodel using anybody else's name. Try Inga. Inga-lay, 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 Inga-lay. See what I mean? It just doesn't work. So in this whole wide world, no matter where I go, one thing I've learned, I finally know, I'll never yodel again if there's anybody in the audience named Yo. And I said, "Yo, this yodeling song's for you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, remember that time spent yodeling is time well spent. I've never had me a fan club before, but Yo, don't you know one thing's for sure? If I do, I'll make you my fan club president." And I said, "Yo, yodeling, 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 said Yo, yodeling, 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 said Yo, don't you know this yodeling song's for you?" And I said, "Yo, yodeling, 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 said Yo, yodeling, 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 said Yo, don't you know this yodeling song's for you?"
And I said, "Yo, this yodeling song's for you."